The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Echet Yebamot has been dedicated and sponsored by our dear friend Mr. Isaac Jamal and his wife in honor of his family and Hatzlacha Varvaha Bechol Ma'asei Yadav. May be Zocheh to raise his children in the ways of the Torah. They should give him much nachat. He should have many more children with health and happiness. Chen v'chesed b'enei Hashem u'b'nei Adam. And he should have beracha b'kol mikol kol. Him and his entire family. Amen. Daf Sammech. Today's daf is being studied. The Adun Shmat Abraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem tenichanu b'gan Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf. Andun tet amud bet. And we are 7 lines from the bottom. Tanu Rabbanan, we have a braita. Anusa ta'atzmo, umfuta ta'atzmo, lo yisa. V'im nasa nasui. The first din is over here, a kohen, let's say, goes and is me'anes a lady. Right, he is me'anes the lady. It's considered anusat atzmo. So the Gemara comes along and says, it's kohen gadol actually. So it says, or he's mefateh a lady. Mefateh means he seduces a lady. So the deen is lo yisa. He's not allowed to marry such a lady. Well, obviously, once he's me'anes, she loses the status of a betula. Kohen gadol can only marry a betula. The im nasa nasui. But the Gemara says, but if he got married, it sounds like they could stay married. I mean, the marriage is okay. We have to see how that's possible. Anusat chavero. Now let's say somebody else is me'anes a lady. Umfotet chavero. Or somebody else seduces a lady. Lo yisa. So the Kohen Gadol cannot marry that lady as well. The only difference is ve'im nasa. If he did marry her, the machlok. The Be'ezer ben Yaakov omer avalad halal. The Be'ezer ben Yaakov says the child is a halal. V'achemim omrim havlad kasher. Now we'll see exactly the logic of the machloket. Im nasa nasui. So we said, if it's anusat atzmo, which means he raped a lady, so we said he shouldn't get married. But if he gets married, the marriage is considered legal. So amaravuna amarav umutsi begit. But he has to remove her with a get. So now the Gemara sees a contradiction over here. Ve'lahad diktani im nasa nasui. How can you tell me? You just told me if he got married, he stays married. Now you tell me he needs a get? So make up your mind. Is he able to stay married? Does he need a get? Amar Abacha bar Yaakov lomar she'en mishalem knas bimfute. Which is, we have a law. The law says by a person that seduces a lady. Halakha says that the Torah says that they levied a tax on that person or a knas on that person that has to pay because of what he did. However, if he gets married to the lady, the knas is waived. And therefore the chiddush is that in the case where he was mifateh a lady, it's Kohen Gadol that is, right? Im nasa, if he gets married, nasui, meaning that he does not have to pay the knas of a mifuteh, but he's got to get divorced immediately, because Bama is not allowed to stay married. The deen by anes is different. He has to pay the knas regardless, whether he gets married to or whether he doesn't get married to. Mashenken by the pitui, if he gets married to, then the knas goes off. So if it's just saying, im nasa, נסוי לעניין הזה תפי לי כנס לי, רואה את הטפ ראשי שאין משלם כנס במפותה שאם מפותה היא או מפותה היא אהנו לנסויין. נסויין is effective למפתרים מכנסה to exempt them from the כנס שהמפתה אין משלם כנס אלא כשאין קונסה. The only way he doesn't want to marry the chtiv, אם מאן ימאן אבל אם מהור ימרנה לו לאישה לא ייתן klum. Aval ones, when he's me'anes somebody, noten miyad afilu konsa. Even if he marries, he's got to pay. Dechtiv menatan ha'ish shochiv ima velo tiye leisha. Comes the Gemara says, azal rav gviha mebe ketil. Rav gviha from beketil went amra lishmata kamed rav asher. So he said this halacha that we just said in the name of Rav Huna. That motzi abeget, he said in front of Rav Asher, Amar le veha Rav, the Rabbi Yochanan, the Amri Tarvayu, both Rav and Rabbi Yochanan both said, Bogeret umukat etz lo yisa. So his shita was by Kohen Gadol. Cannot marry a Bogeret nor a mukat'etz. Right, that was a lady that, let's say, a piece of wood went in the place over there and caused her to become a non-betula. So boger to mukat'etz lo yisa v'im nasa nasui. But if he got married, he could stay married. Now, what's the logic? Alma sofal liyot boger tahtav. The logic why we say, well, he shouldn't have married a bogeret, but if he did, because anyway she's going to become a bogeret anyway under him, so therefore they're lenient. And so far, yot mukat etz tahtav, and she's going to end up becoming more than a mukat etz tahtav. So therefore the logic is, since anyway she's going to be these things, so therefore he shouldn't have married them, the katayla, but if he did, it's okay. So the Gemara says, ha'chaname so far, yot be'ulat tahtav. Which is in this case also, which means he was ma'anes the lady. So you're telling me, im nasa nasui. You're telling me that it just means the nyan, he doesn't have to pay the knas. Why? Say im nasa nasui, she can stay married. Because, what, she's a bi'ula? Well, anyway, she's going to be a bi'ula in the end anyway. So it was just like you say, she's going to be a bogeret anyway, she's going to be a mukat'etz anyway, so she's going to be a bi'ula anyway. So the Gemara says, therefore we should say, im nasa nasui, you can really stay married. What's the difference? So the Gemara says, Kasha. Gemara leaves that in a Kasha. Look at the Rashi. Sofal liyot mukat etz tahtav. Kilomar, sofal li ba'el lo, ve'le'abed betuleha, which is going to lose a betulim. Sofal liyot be'olat tahtav, ve'im nasa nasui dektari legamli kama, which would be, say immediately means totally. The mutar likayema, ho'il v'le'atzmo, nefa'ila b'sofal liyot be'olat lo. So then that's the Gemara's question. Only difference you can answer that could be anusa is worse. Because anusa already is a defect, which means even though he's going to be, she's going to be a be'ula later, since already she was raped by him, that already puts a defect in her that cannot be fixed later. Which is all these other things over here, we'll get it. Okay, it's not a defect in her. Or a case where she's a mukat'at, it's not such a defect. Here, the guy was ma'anesa, could be it's worse. So we're not going to just say, well, you were ma'anesa, anyway, she's going to be a be'ula later. She's not going to be a be'ula from Ores. It's going to be a regular bus. Different mechanics. There could be there's a difference in the case. That's why some of the Ahrain that want to answer this kasha over here.
He caused it in this case, to the other case.
Oh, he caused it himself. He caused it himself. Okay, he caused it in a way where there was a defect. But that's part of the sevara. Good. You're saying good. Comes again when I continues. Anusat havero umfutat havero lo yisav im nasa Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov omer אבלד חלל, אחרים אומרים אבלד כשר. שווה ונמחלוקת נאו. רבי אליעזר בן יעקב אין חכמים. If a Kohen Gadol goes with anusat havero. So Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, the child becomes a halal. Whereas חכמים say, the child is כשר. So now the Gemara is going to explain. אמר רב הונא אמר רב, הלכה כרבי אליעזר בן יעקב. וכן אמר רב גידל, אמר רב הלכה כרבי אליעזר בן יעקב. We finished. ולד is a halal. Comes again when it says, Ika de Amri, some have a different version, Amar Avuna Amar Av. My Ta'amad Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. What's the reason? When Rabbi Eliezer says, Halal, Sabarda Kerbi El Azar. Because he holds like Rabbi El Azar. Now, Rabbi El Azar, we're going to learn, Panui, Haba Ala Pinuya, that lady is considered, for Shalom Hashem Yishut, so therefore he makes her a Zona. And therefore there's a Lav. Which means this lady over here, Anusat Havero, she is not considered a Zona, and therefore she's forbidden to go with the Kohen, and therefore, what's the deen? If a Kohen goes with a Zona, so therefore the child is going to become a Halal. So therefore we want to say to Bili Eliezer ben Yaakov, the reason why he says Havalad Halal is because this lady over here is considered a Zona. That's the Isu Lav over here, and therefore the child becomes a Halal. Could you say that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov goes like Rabbi Elazar? Veha kaimalan mishnat Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov kav venaki. We have a rule. When it comes to Shitat Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, it's kav. It's measured, but it's clean. Measured means you don't have too many statements of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov in the Mishnah. It's kav. It's a measure. Which means it's few and far beyond. But what? When he makes a statement, his kshita is naki, it's clear, it's pristine, it's pure, which means halakha usually follows the Eliezer ben Yaakov. So what's the problem? V'ilu beha amarav amram amarav en halakha k'rabi el-azar. But we know, we don't hold like k'rabi el-azar. We don't go with the shita that says panuya ba'ala pinuya, that the
lady becomes a zona. So you can't subscribe to be al-Azar to the be the Izzet bin Yaakov, because we know we go like the be the bin Yaakov and we don't go like the be al-Azar. So therefore, you can't answer it that way. Then what the Gemara says, Kasha. There we have a Kasha, which means the way you interpret is not going to be, can I explain it? You can't tell me she becomes a zona because she holds like the be al-Azar, because we don't hold like the be al-Azar. So therefore, that cannot be the reason of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, because of the sinut, that's why the child became a halal. Comes to Gemara and says, Rav Ashi Amar, different understanding. Beyesh halal mehibe aseh kamepalge. Now, I'll explain the mahlokit differently. Mahlokit is, can an isur aseh bring haladim? Well, we know for sure, lot aseh bring halal. For example, Torah says, zonah lo yikach. Zonah lo yikach is a lav. Kohen goes with a zona, kid's going to become a halal. Girusha, no yikah. Kohen goes with a girusha, child becomes a halal. Question is, can you make halalim from only a hayuv aseh? Why? What's the case? So Gemara says, the Bidei Ezra ben Yaakov Savar, yes, halal mehaybe aseh. He says, yes, you can bring from aseh. The Rabbi Rasta, the end halal mehaybe aseh. Rashi. Beyesh halal mechibe aseh. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov lo kerabbi Elazar sfirale. He doesn't go with Rabbi Elazar. Velav zonahi. That's not the issue of zona. Velo kaima ale belav ela ba'aseh. Now this thing of betula is not a lo ta'aseh. What is it? It's an aseh dechtiv. Betula yikah. Torah says he has to take a betula. Velo be'ula. So the implication is betula yeh, be'ula no. We've said several times already, a lav. Habam mechlal aseh is an aseh. Jeez, when you learn a lot aseh from an implication of an aseh, it has the deen of an aseh. So therefore, when it says betula yikah, teaches you about be'ula lo yikah. That's the lav habam mechlal aseh. So therefore, it has the deen of an aseh. So therefore, the whole mahlok it is, when he goes and commits an aseh, for example, by taking a be'ula, can you make a halal from aseh? So give it an explanation. My tabad rebeza ben Yaakov dichtiv, almana, ugrusha, v'halala zona, et ele lo yikah, those are clear loves, ki'im betula. And the end of the pasuk says, ki'im betula be'amav yikah isha. Uchtiv, the next pasuk says, ve'lo yehalel zaro be'amav, and do not make halalim. So he says, akullehu. The lo yehalel zaro goes on everything on the pasuk before. On the zona, on the girusha, as well as the betula. Even though it's an aseh. V'rabbanan ele hefsika anyan. No, the word ele in the pasuk, which it says, almana ugrusha v'hala zona, et ele. Oh, so that already puts the first part of the pasuk in a separate section. Only the first part of the pasuk becomes halalim. The ele is mafsik. Mashik in the betula does not make halalim. Understand how Hakamim are learning? The word ele is mafsik the pasuk. Let's to the pasuk again. Pasuk almana ugrusha v'halala zona et ele lo yikah. So therefore, that's one section. That is ki'im betula. Velo yehalel zaros going back on the beginning of that pasuk. Everything up until the word ele. Oh, but Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Amar, ele lemeute nida. He's coming along saying, you know what the ele is coming to do? These and not something else. All those in the pasuk can make halalim. But a nida not. When the Kohen Gadol, let's say, goes with his wife when she's nida, the children are not going to become halalim. So therefore, nida is nima'at, is excluded from the word ele. So comes the Gemara and says, Keman azla hadetanya. We have a braita. Who's this braita going like? Me'ele ata ose halal. Ve'i ata ose halal minida. From these in the pasuk, you make halalim, but you don't make halalim from nida. Keman, ki Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. It's not like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Ve'Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, nechtebe le'ele lebesof. Which is according to him, why did you put ele in the middle? Which is, if you're telling me already there's no difference between the beginning of the pasuk and the end of the pasuk, it should have just said at the end, et ele lo yikah, after betula. Why did it put the ele between almana, girushan, halalan, zona, before betula? So Gemara says, and gonna be kasha. It is indeed a question. Now you know the rule. Whenever there's a kasha, it's not a, it doesn't break the logic. It's just a kasha. It usually has a answer. Now she says, kasha Rav Ashi, the muki pluktay betamad ani kareh rak. What Rav Ashi that learns that the whole machloket over is not in zona. The machloket is in interpretation of these pesukim over here. So yeah, we have a kasha. Why did the ele come at the end? Tar Rabbanan. Okay, now we get into a machloket amongst the hachamim. Okay, we read Tanu Rabbanan. We have a braita. Achoto arusa. Well, that's the first case. Now, the starting point over here is you have to know that the Torah tells us a kohen is allowed to be mitameh for his relatives. Well, it cannot be mitameh for outsiders, but his seven relatives, he can. Now, one of the relatives that he can mitameh is, it says, Vela achoto habetula asher lo hayeta leish la yitama. So it says, not stama sister. His sister that's a betula, asher lo hayeta leish, that was never to a man, to her, he can be mitameh. So the Gemara says now, what about achoto arusa? Let's say she's his sister, but she's arusa. She's engaged, let's say. Kiddushin. So here we have a machloket. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda amrim mitameh. So you have Rabbi Meir on one side. What Rabbi Yehuda says, ye mitameh. La, Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon amrim en mitameh la. So on the other side you have Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon. They say in this case, en mitameh. Gemara continues. Anusa umfuta. Then two more cases. Let's say the sister was an anusa, she was raped, or a mifuta, she was seduced. This case of it, devra kol en metamela. So does everybody agrees? En metame. Umukat etz en metamela devre Rabbi Shimon. Regarding umukat etz. According to the Bishim On, he says, En metamela. So, but the Bishim On, En metamela. What's his logic? Shayar Bishim On Omer, Reuya lekoen gadol metamela. She'en reuya lekoen gadol, En metamela. The Bishim On Shita was, anybody that's ra'ui to a kohen gadol, a kohen can be metameta. But if she's not reuya to a kohen gadol, a kohen cannot be metameta. Now, we learned earlier in the Mishnah, that the Rabbi Shimon Shita was that a mukat etz is pesula to a kohen gadol. So since she's pesula to a kohen gadol, so therefore these kohen cannot be metameh for a sister that became a mukat etz. Now we go to the next case. Ubogeret metameh la devre kol adam. Regarding a bogeret, that's already a girl that is matured already, which basically means her betulin already are not the same, already thinned out. So that's already devre akol metameh. So basically we have over here one, two, three, four cases. We have a machloket by achoto arusa. We have by a case of anusa mefutat devre akol en metameh. Mukat etz dafka Rabbi Shimon says en metameh. And by a bogeret devre akol ye metameh. Now all these shitot are going to have to be substantiated from pesukim. So now we're going to go through the derashot, exactly how each rabbi learns his shita respectively. Let's read Rashi. Achoto arusa shel kohen hidyot, aval nisua peshita lan de'en metameh, dechtiv l'achoto abetula. Adai, if his sister was married, there's nothing to talk about. Because it says she has to be a betula. So therefore, if married, she's not a betula anymore. So therefore, for sure, he's not metameh. Anusam puta, achoto, shene'ensa o shenitpateta. Okay, devre akol en metamela v'tama dechul lehu mefarish lekaman umukat etz en metamela devre Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon netame de'amar b'matnitin mukat etz asura lekohen gadol alma lav bechlal betulai. Correct, she's not a betula because according to him she cannot marry kohen gadol. That means she's out of the category of betula. She's out of the category of betula. Pasuk says v'la otoa betula. So therefore he cannot be metameta as well. Okay, next verse. Where did he get that logic from? Because he holds that it says the word betula by kohen gadol. It says the word betula by being metameh. So therefore, whoever is invalid for a kohen gadol, so a regular kohen cannot be metameh. But she is valid, he can be metameh. Betula, betula. Devrei kol adam. By a bogeret, everybody agrees, metameh. Va'afil Rabbi Meir, the pasil bogeret lekohen gadol. Even according to Rabbi Meir, we learned in yesterday's daf, Rabbi Meir held that a bogeret is pasut to kohen gadol. Here we have a special pasuk by tumah that's going to be mitrabim, which according to the Bishimon, he was matira bogated by Kohen Gadol. So therefore, his rule applies. So now the Gemara is going to explain the Pesukim. My tama the Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason why the Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda say Ahoto Arusa is metame? So the Gemara begins. Dedar sheachi vela Ahoto habetula. And the pasuk says, and to his sister was a betula. The end of the pasuk says, la yitama. Again, the pasuk is telling me you can be mitame. In which case, la hoto betula prat la anusa umfuta. Right, coming to exclude a case of anusa umfuta because it's not a betula anymore. So therefore, we cannot be mitame. So from achoto betula is coming to exclude anusa and mefuta. Rashi says she ain't a betula. Yachol shani motze af mukat etz. Should I come along and say also mukat etz is also not considered betula? Talmud Omar asher lo hayeta li ish mi shavayata al yede ish yatsa zu she'en havayata al yede ish. Not only somebody that lost a betulin through an ish asher lo hayeta li ish, but this lady over here, she did not lose a betulin to an ish, right? She's a mukat etz. So therefore, according to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, you can be metameh fa achoto from a mukat etz. Hakiroba, it says hakiroba elav lerabot arusa. It's coming to include an arusa because he's still close to the brother because he's not fully married. So therefore, he's still close to our brother, the kohen. So lerabot ha'arusa, which means he can be metameh for a arusa elav. The pasuk says "Akeroba elav." What does that come and say? Lerabot habogeret. So I'm just going to write it. Elav is lerabot bogeret. So I have a special derasha here from the extra word or from the word elav that teaches me that even a bogeret, he's able to be metameh. Now, why would I think not like that? So the Gemara says "Ha lamalikra," which means, what do I need a pasuk for over here? Why? Ve'amar Rabbi Meir, we learned above on yesterday's daf. In the name of Rabbi Meir, betula. The word betula. How do you explain it? Afilu miksat betula mashma. Which was according to Rabbi Meir. How did he learn to stamp the word betula? Afilu miksat. So therefore, when you're reading this pasuk over here, ve'la achoto betula. What does betula mean? Afilu miksat betulim, which is even a bogeret. So what is in the special pasuk of elav to come and include the bogeret? He should know it from the word betula. So the Gemara says, istarich, you need the extra ribui. Salka dadagamina nila betula, betula mehatam. Because I would have thought, learn betula that's written by achoto to another betula that's written by a na'ara betula that was raped. Ma'ala la na'ara. Just like over there, it's Dafka talking about a ne'ara, not a bogeret. Afka namen ne'ara. So I think also if it's only Dafka talking about ne'ara, not a bogeret. Kamash malan, the word elav, to come and tell me that a bot bogeret, that what? Indeed, he can be metameh. So that's the explanation of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Now comes the Gemara and says, for Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon, who say that achoto arusa en metameh. My tamayu, what's their reasoning? Darshe ache, because they learn like this. Vela achoto habetula. Same thing. Prat la anusa umfuta umukat etz. Oh, so they come and include even mukat etz, because bottom line, mukat etz is not a betula. So therefore, they are mema'et three things from the beginning of the pasuk. They're mema'et anusa, because she's not a betula, obviously. Mefuta is not a betula as well. Umukat etz, and also a mukat etz. That what? She's not considered a betula. So comes the Gemara and says, so that's the opinion of, actually, Rabbi Shimon, really. Comes the Gemara and says, Asher lo hayeta. Right, what does the pasuk say? V'la achoto betula asher lo hayeta prat la arusa. Oh, it's coming to exclude an arusa, because she's hayeta. She didn't have relations yet, but hayeta means there was a havaya, there was a kiddushin. So therefore, only at shelo hayeta when no procedure was done. But answer, she was arusa already, so it's coming to exclude. You cannot be coming to me. That's really the biyosir the bishron shita. Achoto arusa en metame hakeroba. Also, what does keroba come in? I mean, she's close to the brother. Lirabot arusa shenet garsha. If she was arusa, got divorced, so now she's close to the brother again. So then we can become tameta. There's a new case. Arusa chinit garsha. Elav, let a boat et a bogeret. Just like we learned in the first shita, Elav is coming to be marbedi bogeret. Why? He can't be mitameh first. Because Gemara says, Hakeroba, you told me from the word keroba, let a boat arusa chinit garsha. Now you tell me to include a case that if the arusa got divorced, he can't be mitameh because now she's considered keroba. Ve'amar bishimon, re'uya lekohen gadol mitamela. She'en re'uya lekohen gadol en mitamela. Then you mean it's Shimon's rule. If she's re'uya to a Kohen Gadol, you can be metameh. The brother can be metameh to such a sister. If she's not re'uya to Kohen Gadol, not. This lady over here is Nitgarsha. Once already she's Nitgarsha, so obviously she's not that way to a Kohen Gadol. So therefore, what do I care? You're telling me over here, Arusash Garsha. She's not re'uya to Kohen Gadol. She should be not be able to be metameh. What happened to your rule, Rabbi Shimon? So Gemara says, Shani Hatam. It's different over here. Dirabe Rachmana Kirova. You're right. But now I have a special pasuk that comes in Merbe. Which is right. Without the extra word, I go with the rule. If she's not Rahu to Kohen Gadol, you're not Mitameh. But the Torah, that's why the Torah went out of its way and told me the word Kirova to tell me that you are going to become Mitameh. So the Gemara says, Iyache Mukat Etz Nameh. Rabbe, which means if that's the case, why don't you include Mukat Etz also? Yeah. Because Mukat Etz in Echlam is not Mutar for Kohen Gadol, but what? Come and be Barbe, just like you and Barbe from the Pasuk Keroba. Right? You tell me it's a Psul Kohen Gadol, so be Barbe also Mukat Etz, which means why did you only be Barbe Girusha? For that matter, you can also be with Barbe, Mukat Etz. So the Gemara says, maybe you stop it. Etz name, question mark, Rabbe Keroba Achat Velo Shetayim. Which means, listen, for the word Keroba, I can only include one. It only says the word Keroba once. So I can't include two. So it's either going to be Mukat Etz I'm going to include, or Achoto Arusa Shet Garsha. So the Gemara says, Umara Ita. So why did you seem to include Achoto Arusash Nit Garsha over Mukat Etz? So Gemara says, Ha it abid ba ma'aseh, ha lo it abid ba ma'aseh. The difference. Difference is, by the case of Arusash Nit Garsha, nothing happened to her. There's no ma'aseh that happened to her. But she by the Mukat Etz, there's a ma'aseh that happened to her. Which is bottom line, did something. So therefore, if I have a choice, both are pesul kehuna gedola. If I have a choice to matir one of the two, it's easier, the Gemara says, to be matir the arusash and garsha the lot amida ma ma'aseh. But no ma'aseh happened to. Mashkhidu mukat'etz. When ma'aseh happened to, therefore, keep it in the status of isur, therefore, not mitameh. Comes Gemara and says now, if you look at your chart, you'll see Rabbi Yoseh was with Rabbi Shimon partially, which means he agreed with Rabbi Shimon by Achoto Arusa. That was in Metameh. But when it came to the Mukat Etz, Rabbi Shimon's all alone. Now you see Mukat Etz, only Rabbi Shimon said in Metamela. So the Gemara is going to question Rabbi Yoseh, already he had partnered with Rabbi Shimon. Why when it came to Mukat Etz, you left him? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yoseh, Medeshabke lebarzuge, the fact that he left his barzuge, barzuge is his partner, who's his partner? Rabbi Shimon, Mechlad de Mukat Etz, kerebi Meir Svirale. Must be when it comes to Mukat Etz, he's going to take Rabbi Meir Shita, that's going to say what? That a Mukat Etz metamela. Right? Didn't we learn in the Pesukim? Rabbi Meir said, Ashelo Hayeta Leish. Right? Dafka, where she was tainted from an ish. But if it's not from an ish, Rabbi Meir said, it could be metame. So it's marked off from here that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yoseh as well subscribe to the same opinion. So the Gemara wants to say, Minale. How does Rabbi Yoseh know this? So Gemara says, Melo Hayeta Leish. From the same place where Rabbi Meir knows it. Melo Hayeta Leish. which is only somebody that what was with an ish. Mashekel is mukat es, was not with an ish. Therefore, it's okay. So the Gemara says, veha afikte. But what are you talking? The Gemara says, already he used it, which means we use that already lehotzi et arusa. If you remember the derasha of Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yosef, how did they come and exclude the arusa? Ashedo hayeta leish. Mashekel this later to the arusa. She's hayeta. So therefore, already used it in order to exclude an arusa. So how could you come now and use it to come and tell me to include a mukat etz? That's okay. The pasuk is used already. So the Gemara says, "Oh, so that's what I was going to say." Had melo hayita vechad meleish. Split it up. Lo hayita leish. Hayita will tell me arusa is asura. Because she's hayita, she had a irusin. Leish dafka velo mukat etz. So he splits it up. Comes to Gemara and says elav. Now we go to the last part of the derasha. He said elav is coming to include according to the bishimon lerabot habogeret. It's coming to include a bogeret that what, that even though a betulin is thinned out, doesn't matter. You could still be metamet to such a sister. Gemara says, "V'amar Rabbi Shimon." We learned above on yesterday. That Rabbi Shimon says, "Betula, betula shelema mashma." The starting point for Rabbi Shimon's derasha yesterday regarding the way we understood betula legabe betula lekohen gadol, he understood what the word betula betula mashma shelema. And it says the word betula over here by achoto vela achoto betula. So that means betula shenema. So how could you come and tell me it's including a bogeret? That you can be metame for a bogeret? She doesn't have betula shenema. So the Gemara says, ta'ama didename hatam mehacha. Which means the only reason why he learned betula means betula shenema is from here. Which means this derashav achoto was the starting point, and once he established, when he established by achoto, then he went back to the betula of the kohen gadol. Meaning, the dari shacheh mideelav lerabot abogeret. And the fact that you have a special pasuk of elav that's coming to include a bogeret, that means what? Mechlad the betula betula shelema mashma, which is must be the word stam betula means what? Betula mamash. But what? That's why I need a pasuk of elav to come and tell me lirabot the bogeret. Because without that word, I'll tell you betula mamash only, and not a bogeret. That's why I need the word elav. Once already I have the word elav, that indicates to me that really the word betula means shelema. So therefore, the starting point is here. So therefore, I tell you again, according to the Bishimon, the Gemara says, "Oh, what are you talking about? We learned yesterday that betula means betula shelema." And therefore, how could you come and tell me now you're including a bogeret? Because it says, "My la'achoto ha-betula." That means betula shelema. How can you tell me you could be betame for a bogeret? Because it says, no, the contrary. We learned betula hatam me'acha from here. Meaning, when we got to this pasuk over here, we saw we have an extra word elav. So we said, oh, that must be coming included. You could even betame for a bogeret. So the fact that it needed a bui must mean stam betula means what? Betula shelema. And therefore, you need to come and tell me the boy of bogeret, and tell me even if she's not a betula shelema, she's a bogeret, he can't be metameh. So therefore, this is the starting point. And therefore, you can't ask, you ask me backwards. Oh, over there it's betula betula shelema. How can he come to me merbeh bogeret? On the contrary, from the fact that it's merbeh bogeret, that's how we know that betula means betula shelema. Otherwise, you wouldn't need a boy over here. But therefore, the fact that the ribui must be, when it says v'lachotu betula, I would say, well, you know what? Stam betula must be betula shelema. But therefore, only betula shelema, a non-bogeret can the kohen be metameh. Oh, comes the word elav to tell me, even a bogeret. Also, from the fact that we need to be merbe bogeret, that teaches me what achotu, that teaches me what betula means. And therefore, the derasha works even according to the bishimon. Comes the Gemara now onto a new point. Gemara says, Tanya. Rabbi Shimon ben Yahai Omer, Giyoret, Pechuta mibat shalosh shanim ve'yom echad, Keshera lekehuna. New question. A Giyoret, a convert, that's less than 3 years and 1 day, is permissible for a Kohen. Now, generally speaking, there is a Isud of converts to Kohanim. This is, they're learning it from the Pesukim in Yehezkel that forbids this. There's a mahlokin amongst the Yishunim, what's the source of the Isur? Why? Meaning, why should Giyur or Giyorit be Asur to Kohen? From Rashi here, as we'll see, and from the Gemara's Mashma, the problem is Znut. Because a Stam Goya, right, before she was a convert, they go around. And therefore, Stam Giyorit is a Zona. And therefore, we know that Zona is forbidden to Kohanim. So then we have to say the logic that less than 3 years old, already the Hagamim, that we're not going to say that Mishum Znut. So therefore, the Bishop Omen Yochai wants to say, 3 years old, less than three in one day, and she converted? She's already permissible to marry a Kohen. Oh, this din of the Bishop Omen Ben Yochai. So the Gemara says, Shnei Emar, V'chol Ataf Benashim, Asher lo yade'u mishkav zachar hehiyu lachem. This is a story over here that we're going to read soon in the parasha, where the Midyani ladies, they came along and they caused zanut for Klal Yisrael. So Borei Olam says, you have to go now into the camps of Midyan, and you have to go take revenge. Okay? So the Pasuk says over here, v'chol ataf benashim, and all the women that are taf, meaning the children, asher lo yade'u mishkav zachar, that they didn't have relations, lo yade'u mishkav zachar, they didn't have relations with anybody, ha-hayu lachem, you're able to keep them alive, which is mashma what, keep them alive and you can marry them. Now who was part of the soldiers that went out to this war? Vare Pinehas imahem. Pinehas was with them. Now Pinehas was considered a Kohen. And what's the Pasuk telling me? The Pasuk is telling me that the children, that these are converts. These are goyot. So obviously you're going to convert them. So therefore the Bishop Omen Yochai says, you see that there's a certain case, obviously the Torah is sanctioning, that you can have a convert that's a child, obviously, and we're going to have to see how he gets 3 years old. And from this Pasuk I can tell you, how do you know the cutoff is 3 years old? From this Pasuk to be any child, the cutoff even over 3 years old. But the Bishop Omen Yochai is showing you that the Torah was matir a certain child converts to Kohanim. Why? Because it says the Hayu Lachem, keep them alive, then you can marry them. And who's it talking to? Lachem. Who's part of the Lachem? Pinehas. And we know Pinehas was a Kohen. So comes look at Rashi. No, comes to give it up further. Verabbanan. The rabbis that argue on the Bishwam and Yochai that say there's no heter, even for less than 3 years old, la'avadim v'lishfachot. It means, hayu lachem, as servants. Who said you can get married to them? Comes Gemara and says, iyache bat shalosh shanim v'yom echad nameh. Oh. According to you, the Bishwam and Yochai, where'd you get your cut off point 3 years old? Even above 3 years old. The Torah said, taf benashim. Taf benashim is even more than 3 years old. Nashi, he achi afilu bat shalosh shanim nameh litkeshar l'Rabbi Shimon ulbevat shelo ten nivailet. Right, so long as she was not nivailet, deha kera anivailahu deka kapidla. Right, the whole kepedar pasuk was what? So long as she did not have relations with anybody. Good, that's finished. Vekamar kol she'en nivailet, ayu lachem. So who told you the three-year-old cutoff point? The cutoff point should be, did she ever be out with anybody? She should never be out with anybody. She converted. She should be permissible. Right. Even if she's 15 years old, who cares? There should be no cutoff point. So the Gemara says no. Kedrav Huna. To answer this question, we have to understand of Huna's derasha. Derav Huna Ramekitiv. In that parasha that talks about Midyan, Rav Huna brought a stira in Pesukim. What's the stira in Pesukim? One pasuk says like this: Kol isha yodarat ish lemishkav zachar harogu. One pasuk says any lady that sounds like had relations, yodarat ish, she had relations, so the deen was harogu. You got to kill her. So what's the implication? Ha ena yodarat kaimu. If she didn't have relations, keep her alive. Now what is this talking about? The adults, because the Pasuk's language is Isha. So by Isha, we see the Torah's main kepedah is what? If she had relations, you go to the war. You're taking captives now. If a lady, an adult, had relations, you gotta kill her. Implying if she didn't have relations, you can keep her alive. Now, Michlal, Dehataf ben yadu ben lo yadu kaimu. Masma, when it comes to taf, whether they had relations or not, keep them alive. Which means this whole qiluk was only said by the adults. But masma, when it comes to the taf, ben yadu ben lo yadu, keep them alive. Good? That's the first point. Uchtiv. But we have another pasuk that says, "V'chol ataf benashim, asher lo yadi'u mishkav zachar, hechayu lachem, hayadu harogu." But the clear pasuk says regarding taf, only the taf, the ladies that had relations, kill. But if they didn't have relations, keep them alive. But that's against the implication that we made. So basically, the stira is by the taf. One pasuk is mashbara what? Doesn't matter. Ben yad'u, ben lo yad'u, hachayu lachem. But the pasuk itself is clearly telling me about when it comes to the taf, dafka yad'u harogu, but lo yad'u, keep alive. So it's a chiluk. So Gemara says, you know how we answer the stira? As Rav Huna brought the stira. Havi omer b'ri'uya liba'eh lakatur medaber. Oh. Whenever the Torah is coming to tell me yad'u, lo yad'u, it's not talking about they actually had relations. Yad'u and lo yad'u is all in potential. Are they ra'uyim to have a bi'ah? Are they of age where they're ra'uy to have a bi'ah? Now how are we going to understand the contradiction? So that she explains it for us. Havi omer. See Rashi, Havi Omer. Actually, let's read the one Rashi before that. The Rav Huna Rameh, Rav Huna brought a stira pesukim. Isha mashma gedola. Whenever Torah uses the word Isha, it's mashma she's an adult. The kamar kera yodaat harogu. Right, so the Torah says if she was with a guy, kill her. V'she'ena yodaat. Yehayu. So the chiluk is in the adults. Mechlal the taf lo shena achi v'lo shena achi. Yehayu. Ba'uchtiv. But then the pasuk v'chol ataf that knew. That have relations. But if they have relations, keep alive. So we're making the same chiluk. So the Gemara says, Avi Omer, Midekashu krei adadi, Al korhach yoda'at dekra, Ve'asher lo yado, Lav yidi'a mamash ka'amar. It's not talking about we actually had relations. The imken, lo mitarza, diyuka dekra, Ela bir'uya liba'ela katu medaber. Oh. The only way you get out of this stira is if you learn it's talking about re'uya. How? Dechol isha re'uya lida harogu. Any lady that's re'uya to have bi'ah, already have to kill her. Now, ba'ashta mashma isha afilu taf bat gimal de re'uya lida. That already includes even a three-year-old. Because a three-year-old already is re'uya to have bi'ah. So therefore, from the pasuk of kol isha yoda'at, it doesn't mean they had relations. Any lady that's already able to have relations, gotta kill her. So that pasuk includes not only adults, but you went all the way down to 3 years old. Ve'lo tidok ha'taf ben yad'ay ben lo yad'ayah. You cannot make a diuk now when it comes to taf ben yad'ay ben lo yad'ayah. Da'ay biruya kamish tikuz utum ha'ru'im. If you're ra'uy, you're ra'uy. I don't care how old you are. Oh, and when it came to the children, that it says, keep them alive, it's talking about what? They must be less than 3 years old. And therefore they're not ra'uy. So there's no stira. She's the first person who came along and said, Kol isha yoda'at ish. What does that mean? Ra'uyin la'da'at ish. Therefore that's coming to tell me from 3 years old and on, gotta kill all the women from that war. The pasuk goes v'chol ataf asher lo yad'u means all the taf that they are not ra'uy lida, that means less than 3 years old, keep them alive. So Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says, that's where I know it from. No. Which is you see the Torah that was coming along to say that you can keep them alive, lachem, Pinchas included. We're talking about the girls, obviously going to be converts because they were goyot, less than 3 years old. So Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says, it's prescribed in the Torah. It's comes Gemara and says, and the Meir, we have a bright that will support this. Bechol isha yodaat ish. Again, when it says any lady that from the war that yodaat ish biruya liba'e lakatub. Again, talking about only reuim. They did not actually have a bi'ah. They're able to have a bi'ah. Ata omer biruya liba'e. Your time is only reuim. O eno ela nivala mamash. Who told you? Maybe he's talking about Nivala Mamash. Who told you? Well, Kishu Omer Vechol Atap Benashim Asher Lo Yad'u Mishkav Zachar. When you tell me the other pasuk וכל הטף בנשים אשר לידו משכב זכר הבי אומר בראויה לבעל הכתוב מדבר. Which is when you have the second pasuk based on the stila that we just said, you have to tell me some ראויים, because the דיוקים are going to be contradictory, because you're going to tell me the same דיוק that we just made. You tell me that with all the adults is matched up by the top, it doesn't matter whether they were ra'uy or not, or it doesn't matter if they had bi'ah or not bi'ah, it's mutar. But then the pasuk comes and says that even by the taf you have a chiluk. So how you going to answer it? You have to say ra'uyah. So because of that, the you problem, you're forced to say ra'uyah. So if a bride can support that in the war, you aren't going after anybody that had an actual bi'ah. That's vada'i. You're even going after the people that were ra'uyim. Only question is, how do you know?
Exactly.
How do you know? Gemara's language, mina yada'eh. But what's the question over here? Rashi. Why should I just read the Rashi over here before we go to mina yada'eh? Kishu omer v'chol ataf asher lo yada'u ha'yu ha'isha avabi shelo yada harogu havi bir'uya li ba'el kamishtei krak. I'm talking about ra'uy. Okay, which means, how do you know if she's ra'uya li ba'el or not?
3 years old.
Well, yeah, she has a birth certificate. Which means by the 15-year-olds, I don't have to make a bidika. But do I know if a girl's 3 years in one day, or she's 2 years and 364 days? How do you know now? You're not going to... We're talking about you killing them now. So it's not... You have to be sure of what's going on over here. So what else does it mean? Now you're dying. Is that a method? What was the method? Amar avuna bar vizna, amar avishamar hasidah, he'ibirum nifne hasis. They would pass the ladies before the seats. The seats was the headband of the Kohen Gadol that had the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on it. So, kol shepane amurikot biyadua shehi reuya liba'el. She's if her face turns like, what does it say, shallow?
Yes, shallow.
Okay,
sallow.
Like
sallow.
Which means it has, I guess, a faint look to her. So she looks sickly. So then you know already she's re'uya. Kol she'en paneha murikot, biyadua she'en re'uya libe. So it's all in the face. Which means the seats already would cause a physical reaction in the faces of the ladies, where you already have an indication where they're holding. Amar of Nachman, siman la'avera adroken. This is no general rule. If you want to know if a person committed an avirav znut, hadroken, which means you'll see it in the face, which means already the face shows the complexion, already shows the avon. That she says, pinehem shel avrei avira morikin. The faces of sinners, they are morikin. Can you say b'davar ata omer? Similarly, we find a similar case in the Navi. There was a story of Pilegish Begiv'ah. Let's review that story quickly. There was a fellow that took his Pilegish. They went to the area of Binyamin. The people of Binyamin, they were very bad to this lady. They went and they violated her the whole night. And then they ended up with all the violations they did to her. They killed her. She died as a result of it. This fellow was very angry. He went and he alerted all Klai Yisrael what happened in this Binyamin area. So Klai Yisrael said they made a vow that they're going to now fight against Binyamin. And everybody must go to war against Binyamin. It was actually a civil war. And they actually made a shivua as well that nobody's allowed to marry into the tribe of Binyamin. There was really a danger that the tribe of Binyamin was going to be wiped out, which means once they could not get married anymore to anybody, so the tribe was just dwindling and dwindling, especially after the civil war. So therefore there was a big danger over here. Now happened to be, there was certain people from Yavesh Gilad that they were not there at that event that the Hakamim made a swear on Klai Yisrael to go fight Binyamin. So they did not go fight Binyamin, but since they didn't go fight Binyamin, they were not part of that event. Technically their children were really permissible now to marry into Binyamin, because they were not part of the vow against marrying into Binyamin. So the pasuk says vayimseu miyoshve Yavesh Gilad. So they found from the people of Yavesh Gilad 400 ne'ara betula. They found from them 400 ne'arot betulot asher lo yadi'u ish lemishkav zachar. Right, and then we're going to take those ladies and go have them marry into Binyamin. And the question is, how do they know that these ladies over here are bitulot and never had relations? Minayadaya, similar question, how do they know? The Gemara says, "Look at that. She manchei yavesh gilad. Bimei pilekes begivah shenehirgu kol anchei yavesh gilad. If yishelo ba'ul lelachem b'shivat Binyamin." They went to war against yavesh gilad because they were in breach of the Shavua. So therefore, they turned the war against them. Kishar achim vechayu kol shlo nifalah. But anybody that not have relations, they kept them alive. Why? Because they could use those ladies in order to marry into Binyamin. So there was a war against Anshei Yavesh Gilad, but the women remained alive. But only the Betulot, Shelo Yadu Ish. So the Gemara says, how do they know? Amar Rav Kana, Hoshivum Al Pi Habit Shel Yayin. They let them sit over a barrel of wine. Be'ula, if she had relations, Recha Nodef. The smell of the wine comes out of the mouth. Why? Because if she's a be'ula, so she's open. So the wine goes through her and comes out of her mouth. And then you can smell the wine coming out of her mouth. Betula in rehanodif. Betula, she's closed up, so the wine can't go through her. So therefore you don't smell the wine coming out of her mouth. So they use the wine barrel indicator. So the Gemara says, v'na'birinu lifne seats. Why don't they just do it, put her in front of the seats? Which means we have the seats method. You know, just bring her in front of the seats. I guess the question is that it's less evasive to bring her in front of the seats and have but not yourself sit on a barrel. Just let them walk by the seats. So Gemara says, "Amar Rav Kana v're d'Rav Natan l'ratzon lahem ketiv l'ratzon velo lepuranut," which means the seats. Its function is l'ratzon, for good things, not for bad things. Now, you can have these ladies walk by, if the seat says that she's a be'ula, she gets killed. So therefore, we don't want the seats to be used for pur'anut. What do you mean? I thought we used it for pur'anut when it came to the girls of Midyan. Kebra says, "I'achi b'midyan nameh, amar av ashe lahem ketiv. Lahem l'ratzon v'lo l'pur'anut." Which means, when is it not for Pur'anut? For us. But for the Goyim, the seats can even be used for Pur'anut. That's why they bought the Midyani ladies in front of the seats. If they were Be'onot, you kill them. Aye, the seats. No, what? Goyim. Goyot. But Sheikhan, for us, Lahem, has to be done. Because also they use the wine barrel method. Comes the Gemara continues. Amar bi'akob bar idi, Amar bi'oshua ben Levi halacha. Kerabi Shimon ben Yochai. That what? That a giyoret that's less than 3 years old, that she converted, that is, when she's less than 3 years old, she can marry a kohen. He wants an halakha, follows that. Amar le Rabbi Zeral, Rabbi Yaakov al-Idi. Beferush shami alach? Did you hear that? Beferush? Meaning explicit statement that halakha follows Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai? O michlala shami alach? Or did you hear it from an implication? Michael Allah, what would be the implication? There was a certain city in Eretz Israel. There was a certain question about one of the families, or about the families of the city, that they were pasul. Veshiger Rabbi et Rabbi Ruminus. So Rabbi dispatched Rabbi Ruminus over there to the city to see what's going on over there. Ubatka, so he checked out the families. Umatza ba bat giyoret pechuta mibat shalosh shanim v'yom echad. He saw that there was a kohen that was married to a giyoret that was less than 3 years old. She's a giyoret that converted when she was less than 3 years old. The kohen got married. Vekshira Rabbi the keuna, and Rabbi was makshiret to the keuna. So therefore, the Gemara is saying that would be the implication, which I didn't hear it beferush, but I know the story. The story was that Rabbi dispatched of Ruminus. The Ruminus came back, told him what happened, and he said, mutar. So based on that story, he said, alecha ke Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. So he answers back, Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, amar le beferush shamiyadi. He says, no, I didn't base it on any stories. I heard it beferush. That the halakha is like Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. So the Gemara says, "V'im mechlala mai." And if he got it from the implication of that story, what's so bad? Just the Gemara is asking, did he hear it beferush or from the implication, implying that the implication of the story is questionable? What's the problem? If he got it from this implication, it's also a solid proof. Rabbi was machshir this family for the Keuna. Gemara says, "No, Dilma shari atam hu'il ve'insib insib." Could be, you have no proof from the story. Could be the only reason why the Bible is Mati because they got married already. Who says that he would allow them to get married? Really, maybe I'll tell you, less than 3 years old, Giyoret is Asur. to the kihuna. In that case over there, they were married already, so he's a material. How do you know you can do such a thing? Da Rav Rav Yochanan da Mitarvayu Bogeret Umukat Aetz Lo Yisa Vim Nasa Nasui. Didn't we see a similar case on the Amud Rishon today? According to Rav Yochanan and Rav, they both hold that a Bogeret and a Mukat Aetz cannot marry a Kohen Gadol. But at the same time, what do they hold? That if they got married, they could stay married. So you see that there's a concept like this. So Gemara says, "Hachi hashta." Why are you comparing the cases? Pishta mahatam sofal yot bogeret tachtav sofal yot beulat tachtav hacha sofal yot zonat tachtav. Gemara says we gave a logic above. The reason why they were meant to stay married was because bogeret. Eventually, every kohen becomes a bogeret, and you're allowed to stay married to a bogeret. Eventually, every kohen can become a beula. Therefore, was a you think it was a mukat etz? She eventually can become more than a mukat etz. So therefore, that was a sevara. Now, what's a sevara where you can't take a giyoret? Because she's a zona. So what am I going to say? Well, eventually, every kohen is going to become a zona. Therefore, there's no logic. So therefore, the diuk is a good diuk. Because the reason why the bee was matirit, you can't give me the logic and say, oh, it was only matirit because they married already. No. Unless it was permissible, like a ta'ila, I would not let them remain married. It's not similar to the case of Rav and Rabbi Yohanan that allows a bogeret and a mukat etz to remain married there, because eventually she's going to become that anyway. Masha'ekin, the whole reason of psul and giyuret is what? Zona. So therefore, you can't say, well, he let them get married because she's going to eventually become a zona anyway. That's not so.
Right.
So therefore, you have to say, what? The fact that he was matidim, the chetayla, because it's permissible. So therefore, the diuk is a fine diuk as well. So he could have learned it explicit, or the diuk would have been just as acceptable. Gemara says, Rav Safra matnila michlala. Actually, Rav Safra, he learned the deen of Rabbi Shimon Yochai from the implication of the story. Vikashyale, and they asked him the question, maybe no proof because she was married already, they were just matira to stay married.
Umeshanile hake.
And he answered like we answered, that there's no comparison between the cases of Rav and Yohanan and the case of the Giyoret.
Hahu kahana. There was a certain Kohen, the Ansiv Giyoret Pe'ota Mebad Chalosh Nim V'yomehad. He got married to a Giyoret, less than 3 years old. Amar Le Rav Nachman Bar Yitzhak. My hi. What are you doing over here? Amar Le Damar B'Yakob Ar Idi Amar B'Yoshu Menevi Halakha K'Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai. So he told him, Halakha follows like Rabbi Shimon Yochai, it says it's mutar. Amar Le, so he told him, Zil Apik. Get rid of her. We don't go like a Bishwam in your eye. Get rid of her. Vilo. And if not, Mafik Nalach Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi Meunach. I'm going to pull Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi out of your ear. What do you mean to tell him? Baram Nashi. Kilomar. Mishamtinanlach. I'm going to put you in Hedim. But you don't come along and tell me, oh, I'm going like Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi. That's what the halakha is like Rabbi Shimon in your eye. You're quoting Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi like that? Get rid of it, otherwise I'll put Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi out of your ear, which means to tell him in a way that he's going to become put in Chere, which means that's a strong language that he's telling him. Baruch Adonai Le'olam.
Amen. Amen. Amen.